There were a few complaints from students at the huge Obama tent pitched on the Library Mall across the street from the union. A volunteer named Andrew said there have been some reports from students who had pre-registered being turned away because their names didn't show up on the polling place list. He says some polling clerks have allowed people to look up their names on the internet registration site, but not all polling places have an online connection.
They're supposed to have sent a new paper copy to the polls, which they said is going to be there by 1 p.m., which has supposedly now been moved back to 6 p.m., which, you know, that's only 2 hours before the polls close. It's a little troubling because there could be people in line now who don't want to wait because of the longer lines, of course, so it takes longer to look people up on the internet. So that's troubling to me.
My name is Sylvia Robertson. I'm the chairperson of the polling place, Ward 47 in the Wisconsin Memorial Union.
Inside the polling place at the union, Robertson says there haven't been any serious problems. She says as long as people who say they've pre-registered have proper ID, they'll be able to vote.
We just ask them to re-register so we actually have the data to cover regardless of what's going on. We have blank sheets at the back of the poll list and give them a number and let them go ahead and vote. So nobody's getting deprived because there's been some mess up with the poll list, so you know, whatever happened.
At 2:45 today, there were about 100 students in line to vote. Robertson says the line will likely get longer between 6 and 8 tonight when the polls close. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.